With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Instead of working with the Trump administration to stop attacks on federal enforcement agents, California Governor Gavin Newsom plans to sue the Trump administration. Sunday night's announcement comes after President Trump deployed 2,000 California National Guard troops to quell riots against immigration raids in downtown Los Angeles. On Sunday, rioters set cars on fire, threw rocks and other objects at law enforcement, and attacked officers with fireworks. They also blocked traffic on several roads and the 101 freeway. California Highway Patrol, dressed in riot gear, worked to disperse the violent crowd with flashbangs. President Trump is defending his deployment of the National Guard troops.
In response to the unrest in California, the president said the deployment was necessary and he's prepared to send in more troops.
We're going to have troops everywhere. We're not going to let this happen to our country. We're not going to let our country be torn apart.
California's governor called the National Guard deployment unlawful. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth wrote online that active duty Marines were on high alert. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Michigan man is facing charges after police say he called in a fake bomb threat at Detroit Metropolitan Airport. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Michigan says Charles Robinson was planning to fly to Los Angeles Thursday, but missed his flight and was told to rebook it. Officials say Robinson then called Spirit Airlines to report a threat, saying there would be someone who was going to try to blow up the flight. It was immediately postponed. Everyone on board was deplaned. They finally got off the ground in the afternoon. Israel stops a ship bound for Gaza carrying Greta Thunberg and others. They've been detained and transported to Israel. They will be returned to their home country. This is SRN News. The parties are sharply divided on gay marriage. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing announces mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the test and providing the results to World Boxing. This is SRN News. A Japanese company is halting a $1.6 billion BMW electronic vehicle battery factory in South Carolina for now.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the company is dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties under the Trump administration. Automotive Energy Supply Corporation announced the halt on construction Thursday, but didn't say why, and it's promising to restart the building eventually and hire 1,600 workers. The company says it's already invested $1 billion. I'm Donna Water.
A three-judge panel court has ruled against the Associated Press and its continuing bid to get full access to certain events involving the president. Two judges at the U.S. Court of Appeals agreed with the Trump administration that a president has the discretion to invite whomever reporters he wants to cover him in small spaces. More details at srnnews.com.